This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Benetrends Financial. Expect more from your funding partner. Expect only the best funding options for purchasing a business. And you can visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends, Benetrends.com. So to franchise or not to franchise, because if you use Benetrends, you know, you may be looking at a franchise. I'm having lunch a few minutes ago, and my producer comes over, and we're sitting right directly next door to a little coffee shop that I go to all the time called Rogue Roasters. By the way, in Oregon, it is the number one coffee roaster. And there is a big coffee business in Oregon. As a matter of fact, a friend also has a, I think he's doing about $100 million a year in coffee right now, started right in small town USA in Oregon. But RogueRoasters.com is where you can find out more information. The owner is Jeremy Terwilliger, CEO and owner and founder, one of us. To franchise or not to franchise. Jeremy, how you doing, man?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Well, first of all, I love your coffee.
Thank you.
You don't burn it like some do. And, you know, and you kind of snickered just a little bit because you know it's the truth. Fine coffee. And you guys did. What did you win? You won all kinds of awards, right?
Yeah, we took a pretty close to a clean sweep at Oregon State's Best Coffee Contest in 2013. Basically, we took first place for our espresso, second place for our single origin, which was an Ethiopian medium roast.
Yeah.
And then we took best overall coffee, and we had the highest score ever in existence of that competition.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. So we're sitting there, and there's a little for sale sign, because your building that you're in is for sale. But it's the fact that you just bought a bigger building, but you want to stay there. The landlord just wants to sell his building. I said, hey, I might buy that building because I like Rogue Roasters. And so you come out, and we're sitting there talking, and you said, you know, I said to you, what about franchising? You know, there's a lot of money made. And you're like, I don't know what to do. Where are you stuck with this? I mean, you know our friends that made huge money,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
And you have the number one thing going on in the state of Oregon, which my guess is that if you went, you know, outside your state, you'd probably win some stuff too. You're doing a really great job.
Yeah, it's been a very adventurous road so far and a lot of fun to be a part of.
And your growth is through the roof right now, so good for you.
It has been very exponential so far.
And is anybody knocking on your door? Yes, because I know I have.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, coffee, first of all, it's delicious, and everybody seems to be doing well with it that's going into the coffee business. So what is your hesitation? I'm just curious, because these are the kind of things that this magazine, Inc. Magazine, and this radio show is designed to help people with. What is it about it that you're unsure of? And I asked you this as we were sitting there for a moment, and I heard you say something that was really, really important. You don't want to lose creative control or control over what it is that is so good about your company, Rogue Roasters. Or maybe you could put it into better words.
Sure. I mean, first in short, I think what we were talking about here is I would hate to lose the heart of this business or why we originally started it, which was to basically integrate a coffee shop into a community with the idea of supporting that community through coffee sales. It's kind of a two-part question for me. One, I lack a little bit of education and background in franchising. So there's that scary side to me, although having done a number of contracts, I know how lengthy and expensive they can get there. The second part is that in that scenario, you're having someone buy your model because it makes money, and their general motivation is to make money. It doesn't mean you don't get buyers who also love coffee or love the brand, but in part, I'm not sure you always get to choose who that person is and if they have the right heart in doing
what
it.
What their motivation is,
their intentions are to do, and to be profit-driven is fine because that's why you're buying a business or a franchise, if you will. So in that scenario, I haven't seen a way to protect or to continue to create the heart that I can inspire through my managers and team leaders going into other communities and basically using the same model we created in Grants Pass here in another community, because we've seen that this way of involving a coffee shop in a community through the sale of organic coffee, people are very attracted to it and they like that synergy, if you will, between the business and its neighbors.
I love it. I love everything you guys stand for. I love even your trepidation here, because you would almost rather have it continue to be small and exactly what you want it to be and have the heart and soul that you have created with it than to see it grow and have, well, end up with death through corporation, you might say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's admirable. Yeah. Although at some point, you must figure out what that secret recipe is to be able to, and it could be that the right attorneys that are in the franchise world, I can connect you to some fabulous franchise people that I know and trust and love that will help you to make sure that you maintain exactly the essence of what Rogue Roasters is. And I would like to help do that for you. So I'll put you in touch with those people.
Absolutely.
And perhaps, you know, you can go on this continued journey in the world of coffee that you've done such a great job. And you guys also have, what is this, a proprietary cold water extraction system, cold brew? What is that? Everybody's bragging about this all over town.
Yeah, it's kind of the next big thing. It's somewhat of a fad in the coffee industry. About 6 months ago, we launched an organic cold brew, which was kind of a niche in the market of cold brew, which is essentially, throughout the market itself, is a way of extracting coffee with cold water that negates a lot of the acidity produced by creating coffee with hot water, and therefore you get a smoother, more fuller flavor out of that. Mm. And so what we did was we created a way of double brewing that coffee with cold water, and we've continued to make it proprietary and improve it. And that's been so successful for us, we're
continuing
to run with it.
We have a little break here. Let's go get a cup of coffee. RogueRoasters.com. That's R-O-G-U-E, Roasters.com. Jeremy Terwilliger, thank you, brother. Best of luck. Let's you and me talk after the show, and I will hook you up with the best of the best like we do right here at Inc. Magazine, Inc. Radio. We'll see y'all after the break here. I'll have a nice cup of coffee. I'll be fired up.
Don't turn that dial. There is more Inc. Radio after these words from our sponsors. This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.